B-Pod Studios.
That's a wrap.
The Wrap Party Podcast with Manny and Loren.
Welcome to a Wrap Party Podcast, everybody. If you're listening to the podcast for the first time, welcome. We talked about it on the air today, and we told you that this was a nice companion to the Manny and Loren Morning Show. However, I feel like sometimes people just listen to the Wrap Party and don't ever listen to the regular show. So thanks for having us in your ears again. Today on the show, we had a lot of fun, Ren. We talked about things that people do when they are alone and their partner's gone for a long period of time. We had a couple text messages that I did not get to that I would love to read to you.
Please do.
Someone said, I take advantage of sleep. If I get home earlier than my fiance and the two kids, I sleep. If my fiance is gone on a work trip, I'll send my two kids to my mom's and I will just sleep for hours.
Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous of your
How
life.
Jealous are you? Someone said, Nikki in Charlotte said, when my husband is out of town, I have a set schedule for the kids and me. My kids ask my husband, why are things so structured when you're gone? That's funny. Let's see. Someone said, I'm with Manny. When my partner's out of town, I cook food my husband doesn't like, and then I watch my TV shows on the big TV in the living room. Dog also sleeps on his side of the bed. He's not allowed in the bed when he's home. Also, all the lights in the house get left on because I don't have him to tell me that I need to turn them off. Someone says, I set my thermostat to where I want. I eat, and I stay up later than I do when he's there. It's sad but true. When he's there, I go to bed earlier.
I typically do, too, honestly.
So, anyway.
But can I tell you why I stay up later? It's because, like, I'm pulling double the duty, so I have to stay up later to finish everything that I need to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And my wife complains about not having enough time, but she's also a big sleeper. Like, she needs her sleep, my wife. And so I was like, babe, if you have to do the laundry and you also want to do the dinner tonight and you want to make sure that I comb Ruby's hair right, because apparently I don't comb it right, but I don't, like, I don't know. I don't have long girl hair, but it is getting there.
You'll be able to braid your own soon.
But I don't like to pull her hair when I comb it.
Yeah, no,
she
you
cries.
Hold it, and then
I know.
You brush the rest of it.
No, I get that, but sometimes she even cries when Amanda does it, because
you
have to get it from up here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know. Do you use detangler?
Oh, yeah, we have, like, three different things we use. Yeah. So, so I said to her, I go, well, listen, it's okay, like, stay up till 10:30. Mm-hmm. Like, she's usually in bed before me. And I get up before her by like an hour and 15, 20 minutes.
But you know what? It's different for some people. Like, some people need X amount of sleep. I have to have at least 7 hours of sleep to function normally. If I roll in here on 5 hours of sleep, you're going to know it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I remember some of those days.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
say weird shit. I'm going to, you're probably going to have to dump out of something. I'm going to be moody. It's a whole thing.
But there is something that I wanted to talk about on the Wrap Party, and I told you it was going to be a little more serious.
Yeah.
Because we didn't talk about it really on the air. I think we mentioned it Monday morning that early, you know, that it was a crazy weekend. And that is, and the only reason why I bring it up is because Memphis is my wife's hometown. Her family is, she still has family there. Her sister still lives there. Her aunts and uncles still live there. And we have so many friends that live in Memphis and work in Memphis. And my wife was just there not too long ago to for one of her her stores, like one of her clients opened up a new store, and she got to see some old friends. And it really is, Memphis really is such a beautiful, beautiful city. But obviously, Memphis is on the radar for the wrong reasons, and that is because of this unfortunate incident with the police department there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share with you two things about the Memphis Police Department that I saw that I thought was like, I was like, holy shit. But
good or bad?
No, bad. One was bad and the other one was like
worse.
The other one was like what's going on? So if you don't know, Tyree Nichols was supposedly driving recklessly, although there's no sign of that, when five police officers showed up and basically just beat the shit out of him. He tried to get up and run. The video's awful. He's yelling mommy in the video. He's like 60 yards from his house where he grew up. And now, now not only five police officers, but seven police officers have been punished in the death of Tyre Nichols, who passed away. Plus three Memphis Fire Department employees have also been fired. So it's a shit show. And I wanted to tell you that when I worked in Memphis, I used to do the morning show. And I drove on this one street to get to the radio station. And there was this African-American cop who would do radar on the street. And it was a 45-mile-an-hour street, so I knew he was there. He would sit outside his car and just shoot the radar gun. I got pulled over by this guy three separate times for going three separate speeds between – and never given a ticket. Mm-hmm. But I was doing like 51. I was doing 52. And I think one time I was actually doing like 55. I didn't even see him. But normally I knew he was there. So the last time he pulled me over – he was such a complete dick, and I never, ever witnessed anything like that in any of the other cities I lived in. Now, New York City has some edge. Like, we were drinking beers on the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
When the Mets and the Yankees played in the Subway Series, we were drinking, not we, my friends bought beers and they were just drinking them in the street out in front of Yankee Stadium. And they're like, it's cool. It's just a vibe. You know, nobody cares. Well, these two young female cops came over and they're like, hey, where'd you get those drinks? You know, you're allowed to drink on the street. And my friends are like, yeah, it's a party. You know, you can do whatever you want. There's no rules. It's a Subway Series. She's like, where'd you buy them? And he's like, right there, that store. She pulled out her badge. She's like, she's like, you're getting a ticket. Well, with that, these two guy cops came up and they were like real bowed up and real dicks to my friends.
Yeah.
They were like, who do you think you are? Throw that away. Oh, just because it's the World Series doesn't mean there's no fucking rules in this town. Blah, 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 blah. So I witnessed that in New York City, but I moved to Little Rock. Mm-hmm. No issues. Other than when we got busted for drinking. And by the way, this isn't to bash the cops because I do love the police. And I know there's so many good officers. My cousins were police officers. Like, I grew up with a family surrounded by cops and their friends. But it's just some incidents that I've had. And I want, and this eventually leads back to Memphis. So but when I was in Little Rock, remember I got busted for hanging off the buoy?
Yes.
You can't be on the buoy. And I was drunk. Well, he took me to the parking lot and wanted to give me a sobriety test, but I'm like, I'm not even driving. We're on the lake. He's like, is that your car? I go, yeah, but like, I'm not going anywhere for hours. He's like, if you operated that motor vehicle, then I have to give you the test. So he goes, I want you to walk heel to toe, just like you're hailing Hitler. And I was like,
what?
Now this was 1999 or 2000-ish. And I'm like, well, who the fuck makes a Hitler reference?
Seriously.
How weird was that, right? And my friend's like, did you hear him? I'm like, yeah, what a weird reference.
By the way, I don't even think what he told you was true.
I don't know. Heel to toe, like Hitler? That everybody walks in a straight line for Hitler? I don't know. It was really weird.
No. I mean the part about the car. If you drove the car
he was being an asshole.
I don't think that's right.
He was a state trooper, was just being a jerk. So then I move. So no other issues in Little Rock. Moved to Tucson, no issues. Live in California for 7 years. The California Highway Patrol, everybody's super nice. Sacramento Police Department, everybody's super nice, no issues. I moved to Memphis, and they do this thing called the Beale Street Music Festival. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge party, a huge crowd. And I remember sitting out in front of this bar, and the cops come through with horses, and they tell everyone, you're allowed to drink on Beale Street, but if you don't get off of the street and clear the street, you know, you're going to be in trouble. Emergency personnel are coming down. The horses come down first, then like two cop cars come down. And then what I can only say was like the Avengers, like seven cops walking, both black, white, Asian. I mean, all these races, huge bodybuilders, they're wearing like Memphis Police t-shirts, but like one guy's got it ripped. And these guys are kicking people's asses and walking down Beale Street.
Oh my God.
In like 2008. They're basically like saying, why didn't you listen to the other guys? They're taking shit and throwing it to the side. They're like, get off the fucking street. How many times have we told you? Get off the street. Get off the fucking street. What's wrong with you fucking people?
And
I'm
like,
okay, I get that you're crowd control, but there's ways to do things.
Is that crowd control? That seems like...
It's like, bullying. Now the cops did ask people to get off the street.
It seems like crowd aggravating.
It is. But the cops did ask them to get off the streets. But I was like, what the hell is that? My friend tells me it's some part of the police department, but he doesn't know the name. He's like, they're like the gang squad. And he's like, bro, those guys don't fuck around. So now I'm reading the story about how this Nicholas fella, apparently there was something called the Scorpion Squad. And I wonder if it was like almost the same thing where these cops don't have rules. It's like, whatever you need to do, you do it. Like, you're the law. You're above the law.
Oh, my God.
Really weird, right? Now, back to this other guy. So I'm driving. He pulls me over for the last time. Where are you going? I go, officer, this is the third time in 2 years that I've lived here that you've pulled me over. I work at the Flynn Broadcasting Company. I'm going to do a morning radio show. You know, the Flynns donate tons of money to the police department. I have police officers on all the time talking about fundraisers. Mm-hmm. He goes, that doesn't mean dick to me. That's what this guy says to me. And I'm like, okay. And he's got a toothpick in his mouth. And he's like, get out of the car. And I was like, for speeding? And he's like, you're not going to listen to me? I go, no, I'll get out of the car. It's fine.
Like, yeah.
He goes, can I search your car? I go, for what? He's like, two things happened this early in the morning. Either you're lying your ass off and you got drugs in the car and you're doing something bad, or you're really on your way to work. I go, officer, have at it. Look at my car if you want. He walked around for 2 seconds just harassing me.
Yeah.
And just walked back to his car. And I was like, thanks so much. Didn't say a word. The weird thing was after that, I never saw him there again. But I seriously, I talked to my my coworker at the time about it. And I'm like, should I file a complaint? Because that was really, really weird.
Yeah.
He's like, no, man, that's just the cops being cops. He's like, that's what they have to do. He goes, because if you really were a bad guy and you were, you know, you did have drugs or you were up to no good, at least like he got that person off the street if, you know, he did the extra mile. But my point is that there was something up with the Memphis Police Department. It was very, very weird. My two interactions with the two, what I witnessed, and that one cop, you know, just he thought he was so tough.
Yeah, but I'm not here for it.
No, I know. And none of the cops here really. I mean, all the cops here have been super nice.
Yeah.
Even that one officer who was parked in my parking spot that one morning doing paperwork. And I was like, hey, so this is going to sound really weird. You think any one of those five cops or seven cops who've been fired would ever move for me?
No,
of course not. No. That cop was like, absolutely, dude, whatever you need. So anyway, just food for thought. I wanted to I'm not going to talk about that on the air because my job is to, you know, talk about things. But I don't want people to think that I'm, you know, talking poorly about the police. And when you talk about it on the radio, sometimes people are busy doing different things. At least with the podcast, you've taken time to listen to this, so you've cleared out some time. In the morning, I get it. Like, you're doing 10 different things, and maybe you can go, oh, Manny was talking bad about the cops this morning.
Right.
And then somebody tells a cop, and then the cop doesn't like the show or thinks that we're bad. And we're just not. That's just not what we believe.
No.
So, anyway, that's a wrap party for today, you guys. A little heavier, but I wanted to get that off my chest. Have a great Tuesday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.